My soul expresses its finest beauty when the power within me expresses integrity, strength, courage, and dignity. This is Instant Inspiration, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. I imagine if we would just give a little more pizzazz to that, that statement might sound more interesting. My soul expresses its finest beauty when the power within me expresses integrity, strength, courage, and dignity. My soul expresses its finest beauty. What does that mean when our soul expresses its finest beauty? Has any of you any idea what the soul is? Do you know what the soul attempts to portray or to say or demonstrate? Is the soul something that is going to be knowledgeable for us, that we know what the soul is all about? Is it going to be like our spirit or like our divine self? Is it going to be our God self, our soul? Well, I imagine that our soul is a little different than that. It has many definitions. Many people have fun playing with it and giving it many definitions. But the real definition for our soul is our uniqueness. Our uniqueness each one of us has. It's not a matter of that we're all one. We are all one. But we all have a unique way of expressing it. Have you ever seen a parent look at their children and say, those are our children? You know, they don't look much like us. They don't act much like us. They are kind of strange. Did the neighbor drop them off here or something like that? And they're not really kidding. They're not really kidding. Because if the children do good things, if the children are powerful and delightful and charming and wonderful, the parents claim them right away. But when the children do things that are not necessarily so charming and powerful, the parents are more likely to say, are those our children? I read a little statement today, and it said, teenagers are a group of people who are attempting to prove that they are different and unique from all the world around them by dressing the same and wearing their hair in the same style and acting in the same way. And isn't that true? Isn't that true of all of us? Isn't that true of all of us when we are looking for expressing our soul? We go around trying to look in the Bible, look in the dictionary, talk to outstanding people and say, what is my soul? How do I express my soul? And the only answer we get back is just, you know, be yourself and have fun. Do whatever is inside of you. Well, now, we say that's not, surely not our soul. Our soul is something more heaven-sent than that. It's something, you know, more magnificent than just being ourselves and having fun. What is our soul? Is our soul like the teenagers who are trying to demonstrate that they're different by being the same? Do we all go to the churches that are available? Do we all go to the schools that are available? We say, Heinz, why didn't you go to a school where they taught elocution? You know what elocution is? It's talking. And Heinz says, well, they didn't happen to have a school around when I was growing up that taught elocution. Mm-hmm. And so we say, well, why didn't you go someplace where they did? Well, I didn't know that I liked it. Well, do you like it? I have no idea. How do you spell it? You know, what does it really mean? And you see, we think that in hindsight, everything is like it was in foresight, and it isn't. We can think of things in hindsight and say, oh, yes, I should have done this, like for my son, Mark. Instead of sending him to a college preparatory high school, we should have sent him to a vocational high school where he would be involved in doing the very things that were most interesting to him. I do believe that sending him to a college preparatory high school did not hurt him. He learned certain elements of class and quality, which he bears today with a very fine tune. He doesn't bear it with a lot of erudite quality, the ability to read and write and do these things from the point of view of the average academician. But what he does do, he is brilliant. Now, would we have sent him to an academic school? Would we have sent him to a vocational school? Now, what would we have done? Would we have known ahead of time that this is what he was going to do? We had no idea. Mark could have just as easily been the head of IBM as he is the head of EarthStar. It takes the same talent, the same genius, the same caring, and he could have been there too. Now, why wasn't he there? Because he put his own choices in motion. He put his own desires in motion, his own heart in motion. Why aren't you heading off some gigantic corporation? Why aren't you traveling around the world doing this and that and the other thing? And Heinz says, well, I am. Ellen says, well, I am. And Zoe says, well, I did a number of times, you know, went here and there. And Ingeborg says, well, I did. And, oh, well, how about that? Now, would you like to travel like the heads of these various industries? Would you like to travel like Mr. IBM and sitting up in his special jet and treated by his special staff, where he sits in his seat and he has everybody staring at him all the time, looking at him, checking him out, are you all right, sir? Do you have everything you want, sir? And you know, after a while, it gets a little tiring. What is the main thing that most people who are well recognized, what's the main thing that they want?
Privacy.
They want to be incognito. They want privacy. They want to be left alone. And if they burp or something like that, and then their staff says, oh my gosh, he burps, you know, or he does this or he does that, and they have no privacy. They have no life of their own. They have no way. Of course, that's part of the price they pay for being a big wheel. And that's part of the price that you pay for being a big wheel. You like to be the president of the corporation. You like to be the abbot. You like to be the widget, wadget, modget, and do all these things. And yet, you say, oh, everything depends on me. Everything depends on what I say and what I do. And that's what you wanted. That's what you wanted. You see, the bigger the people are, the more they know how to distribute authority that is meaningful to them. Many idiots who are in high places give away the authority of doing jobs that they thoroughly enjoy doing. And they do the jobs they don't enjoy doing because they think they're the only ones that can do it. And so they do the miserable jobs, and their associates have the fun jobs. And why do people act like that? Why are people so idiotic like that, working in such a way like that? They're doing that only for one reason. They cannot give up the feeling of control and manipulation. They cannot give up the feeling that they are necessary to their job. Now that they can make the job good or bad, hey, if they die, they put somebody else in. Mm-hmm. They don't think a thing about it. They don't say, poor Joe is dead, poor Joe is dead, we'll have to mourn and close the company down now for a couple of weeks or a year while we find someone to replace him. Well, they've always got one on the back burner. What is it in the movie business? In the movie business, they have what? They have stand-ins, don't they? When the actor or actress is not able to perform, a stand-in goes out and performs. And the actor or actress says, I have to be there. I must be there. If I'm not there, the show has to go on. And all the rest of them say, look, the show will go on if you get your bloated nothingness out of the way. If you just let go and let your understudy take over, because you're in terrible shape. And you go out there looking like you do, and you're not going to make a better name for yourself. So, My soul expresses its finest beauty when the power within me expresses integrity, strength, courage, and dignity. Now, how do you express these things? Do you express these things in that way? Or are you unable to turn over things for your people to do? Think about it. It's not just a matter of being a boss and handing over jobs to do. It's being a mother and handing over jobs to do to your children. There are so many mothers who have big families, and they turn over portions of the family to the older children and let them run it, and they do a good job. They do a very good job. You see, their soul is widening and reaching out with integrity to do the job that has to be done. Now, could you do that? Could you give up the authority? There was an old woman who lived in the shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do, and so forth. Now, what did she do? She gave authority to her older children to handle the younger children. And then she had time to go for tea parties and go and play games and do things that had to be done. And so it was a wonderful thing. And as it was a wonderful thing, it was something that was very important for them and very important to be done. Now, I think it's important that you take care of that right now, because everything needs to be taken care of at the time that it comes to our attention. Ellen just went outside to take care of our two pool men who are working on the pool, and they need to have probably electricity and the telephone and a jukebox and music and dancing girls and stuff, or something like that, right? Wouldn't you say? Yeah, something like that. But we each have the opportunity to live a beautiful, successful, dynamic life when our soul expresses its finest beauty. And our soul expresses its finest beauty when we are not possessed by our soul. When we are realizing that everything works in perfect harmony and perfect right action. So I see each one of you now living in perfect harmony and perfect right action, and everything works harmoniously and joyous. So have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.